Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And for the last week, we've been taking a quick look at various forms of transportation other than the car in the New York City area. We began this journey by looking at walking and biking. And this week, we have talked to a pedicab driver and also took a look at our city's waterways. We talked about new kinds of ferry service yesterday. And today, we have worked our way around to trains. Joining me to talk about what could be considered the engine behind our city is Joseph Corman, a former transit worker and a train buff. Joseph, welcome to WNYC.
Hi, glad to be here.
How did you first become interested in trains?
It goes back to when I was about 2 years old. I had a very early train set, which was given to me by an uncle, and it had no caboose, and the day after, I got a Lionel set with a caboose.
And most people outgrow that around age 7, but you stuck with it.
Well, actually, model railroading is a very viable hobby. There's an organization that takes care of people that do that. It's called the National Model Railway Association. And I'm a life member of that, although I'm not as active on the modeling part, but it's still a viable hobby.
Now, you used to work for the Transit Authority. What did you do for them?
Well, I started out as an analyst in the subway department, and when computers began to come into vogue, I transferred over to the bus department, and I spent the rest of my career there working on the crew assignment programs.
And you grew up in Brooklyn and have lived in various parts of the city. Do you have early memories of the subway system?
Well, my earliest were with that same uncle who also worked for the Transit Authority. He used to take me on joyrides, so to speak, when I was about 5 or 6. And I remember quite a few of the very old subway lines and elevated lines that were still running back in the 1950s.
Do you compare transit systems? Do you look at what's going on in Boston and D.C., maybe even London or elsewhere out of the country, and compare them to ours?
Well, I haven't actually visited any of the systems in recent times, mostly for the need to raise a family and so on. Now that I'm retired, I plan to do a little bit more of that. And in fact, some of my recent activities in the metropolitan area has been catching up on some of the commuter lines that I hadn't seen in 30 or 35 years.
Do you, being not only a former transit worker but a real train buff, do you think you have ideas that other people don't for how to improve our buses and subways?
Occasionally I see what's going on and I say, gee, it would be nicer if they did this and this, but I really don't have any platform at this point other than my website to talk about those things.
New York City has a new Transit Authority president. He's Howard Roberts. He just announced a grading system for the subways. Do you think this is feasible for the TA to oversee thousands of report cards by every commuter?
I think it's a good idea. It's certainly a start. Obviously, people who ride the system every day have an opinion about it, and it doesn't hurt to get some outside ideas, especially from people who use the system every day.
What will this mark in terms of the relationship between the TA and the Transport Workers Union? How would you have felt as a transit worker about commuters actually grading the work?
I think it's a good idea. I knew Howard Roberts when he was with buses way back in ancient history, about 15 years ago, I guess. And he was always a hands-on person. He wanted people to get involved, to look at things from the perspective of a rider as well as being a employee, and come up with ideas that would help the operations. Of course, by that time, it was more buses than subways, so it's really a little off topic for what we're talking about today.
The AirTrain is very new to New York, and it isn't quite the one-seat ride to the airport that residents of Boston and Washington can take. Do you think it's enough?
No, absolutely. You need a direct link into Manhattan. The problem is some of the ideas I personally think that they're coming up with, like taking away some of the capacity from the subway lines, is a wrong idea. I think it needs its own right-of-way to get into Manhattan, but obviously that's going to cost a lot more money.
All right. We've got about a minute left, and I know you have a subway quiz at your website
right.
with some really tough questions. You want to run a few by me really quick?
I should ask you the question, or you want the answers?
No, go ahead and ask the question.
Okay. What's the westernmost station on the subway system other than the Staten Island Railway?
Westernmost. It's got to be a number one stop somewhere.
No, most people would guess that, but if you look at a geographically correct map of the system, it's 95th Street, 4th Avenue in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn.
Wow.
Because north-south actually runs skewed to the way the map is presented on printed paper.
How about that? We have 20 seconds. Give me another one.
Okay, another one would be name an IND station that was completely demolished.
An answer is?
The World's Fair from 1939. They had a spur that came out of the Jamaica Yard.
One more.
Okay, what's the happiest station on the system?
What?
York Street. When you come in, it says York, 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 York.
York, 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 York. Joseph Korman, former transit worker and train buff, thanks a lot for coming on with us.
You're quite welcome.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC saying have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow. Leonard Lopate coming up right after the news with Tim Russert. This is New York Public Radio, WNYC, FM and AM New York, and WNYC.org.